Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. Yep, we call it the 9 o'clock stretch. So here we go. It's a quick one today. 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Let's check in with little Greta Thunberg. What's little Greta up to? Little expert on climate. Now she's an expert dealing with, Palestinian-Israeli issues. Wow.
What a smart kid she thinks she is.
You got that exactly right. Israeli forces seized a yacht bound for Gaza on Monday, forced its crew of pro-Hamas activists, including former teen climate crusader Greta Thunberg, to watch the footage of the October 7th massacre while they were in detention. I'd mentioned that there was talk about that, and I wasn't sure if that was actually going to occur, but yes.
Apparently so.
Make them watch. They're pro-Hamas. Why don't you watch what your Hamas friends did on October 7th? If you really are watching and paying attention, you would have to be moved by that emotionally, I would think. Thunberg and her crew were headed for Gaza aboard their Madeleine, their boat, and they dubbed it the selfie yacht, or at least the Israeli Foreign Ministry did, because it's basically what they were doing, was laying on a yacht, sending selfies everywhere, saying that they were coming to bring a whole bunch of food to the folks at Gaza. Yeah, they brought some stuff, but apparently it wasn't much to begin with. Israeli government spokesman David Mencer said the boat carried a meager cargo of goods as a pretext for billing itself as a humanitarian aid mission. Mencer said the cargo would be sent to Gaza while the grandstanding activists would be sent home. There are ways to deliver aid to the Gaza Strip. They do not involve Instagram selfies. The tiny amount of aid that was on the yacht and not consumed by the celebrities will be transferred to Gaza through humanitarian channels. To poor Greta, we say, who is really feeding Gaza. Who is really feeding Gaza? Who is feeding their own ego? When it comes to this flotilla, it wasn't a flotilla. It was a selfie yacht. It was Instagram activism. And by the way, they were provided, the crew and stuff, with sandwiches and water. The show is over. So, yeah, these activists, and they had to watch the footage of October 7th. Good. Think that'll change them? Well, if they're open-minded and open-hearted, I don't see how it couldn't. But here we are. Speaking of which, President Donald Trump criticized left-wing Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, calling her a strange and angry person.
Well, she does look angry all the time.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, she should attend an anger management class. Following her claims of being kidnapped after a boat was intercepted by Israeli forces off the Gaza coast. Yeah, I mean, you know the deal. But the president just said, yeah, she's a strange person. She's a young, angry person. Well, I guess you know the rest of that story. What else is going on? We might have some people acting up here in Florida related to what's going on in L.A. Really? You know, we just spoke with State Senator Jay Collins, and this guy, Green Beret, multiple deployments. And I asked him, you know, about the Marines coming in and stuff. He says, that's a big, you know, that's a big step. It's a big move. And also talked about how different it would be if somebody tried to riot in Florida, and how, you know, he feels strongly about the governor and their preparations that they have made. In the case of something like that was to occur, he said it wouldn't be like L.A. Leftist groups in Florida are promising to take to the streets in solidarity with Los Angeles, where rioters have been burning the American flag, waving the Mexican flag. By the way, the background on that is that there are groups that they think that parts of the United States are going to be somehow like repatriated to Mexico, like as in California, I don't know, New Mexico, etc. They really do. And that's what they're pushing for. That's why they're flying the Mexican flags. Who was it that did the analogy? I'd love to give credit, but I'm trying to think who did it. I said, can you imagine Americans rioting in Mexico City while waving American flags?
Right.
How long would that last?
Oh, not very long.
I don't think
so.
We
would be drug away, put in some jail, and never heard from again.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
how that works.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure that you know, if you missed that interview, and I think it was a very, very good one, along with our favorite sheriff, Bobby Schultz, one of our favorite sheriffs, I guess I should say, you get that on podcast. You know, wherever you normally get your podcast, you could use the Odyssey app or Spotify. Anyway, bottom line is you click on subscribe. There's no fee. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. It really is. It's handy dandy, is what I'd say. All right, so back to the story here. Florida, they're going to act in solidarity with the Los Angeles rioters? Okay. All right. Let's I mean, I hate to say, you know, let's see what you got, but let's see what you got. The folks in L.A., yeah, they're targeting officers. They're throwing bricks at them, Molotov cocktails, destroying police vehicles, burning vehicles, looting. Yep, all because ICE wants to take away convicted murderers and rapists.
So they're saying, don't take away our bad people, who aren't even really our people.
I think in this case, it really, it's not even, there's nothing, it's the cause du jour. I think that a lot of people that are out there protesting, if you question them, and I know some good investigative journalists have, these people are idiots and clueless. Mm-hmm. Now, the ones that are really dangerous, they won't speak to anybody. They're all wrapped up, all darkened up. They're the Antifa anarchists.
Yeah.
They're not going to talk to anybody. They're the real troublemakers. They're the ones who are probably getting a paycheck from some rabble-rouser, some wealthy rabble-rouser, okay? So they're going to try this in Florida, okay? A post shared in a collaboration among Occupy Florida, 5501 Florida, Resistance Support, the Florida Valkyries, and Voices of Florida previews plans for a rapid response protest in front of Tampa City Hall on Monday afternoon. I don't know. That's not that rapid. Give you almost a week's notice.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, right? You gotta rally the troops and such, I guess. I don't know.
And they are in support of the L.A. Mexican flag rioters, as they're being known as, on the West Coast. We are taking to the streets in solidarity with Los Angeles and communities across the country to say, in all caps, no more ICE raids, not in Florida, not anywhere.
I don't think you really get to make that choice.
you don't speak for the neighborhoods and for the people that are negatively impacted by having these murders and rapists on the streets.
No.
And their perspective is families are being torn apart. Well, families are being torn apart when one of your family members is a victim to a heinous crime perpetrated by an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that tears families apart? Would you rather get your home raided or have somebody in your home raped or murdered? Yeah.
Perspective. Yep.
And they say communities are terrorized. This is all by ICE. Communities are terrorized. No, I don't think so. I think communities are actually like, I'm glad you're getting the bad people out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all you need is a small group of people. We expect law enforcement to be present. We cannot guarantee anyone's personal safety or the security of property. Yeah. So they're already setting up preemptively and trying to put it in a position where it's the cops' fault, not ours. Mm-hmm. We're here for peace.
Right.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You love your family, dog? I did a story earlier. Iran? You can't be walking your dog anymore.
Come on.
Oh, they went so far as to say, if you're doing your Muslim prayer like a good Muslim would be doing, that you know, sacred, I don't want to, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, call it a rug or whatever. The thing that they kneel on to do the prayer, okay? They said, this is a government, that Khomeini cleric guy, right? if there's a dog hair on there, your prayers are invalid. Oh, yeah. Basically, it boils down to having a pet dog reminds them of Westerners. So that's why they're cracking down, and the people are not happy about it. So you can't walk your dog, but many people are doing it anyway. So sometimes revolutions could start over something that simple. The people can only be oppressed so much. And boy, do I have a good dog story for you. While they can't walk their dogs in public, we love our dogs. We take them everywhere. Sometimes they get into areas that, well, aren't in their best interest. Like, you know, a Florida pond that has a massive alligator in it. This doesn't look good. Zeus was dragged into a Florida pond by a massive alligator. Do you think I would tell you a story like that? And Zeus doesn't survive? Of course not. A family dog named Zeus summoned the strength of his namesake and managed to escape the literal jaws of death when an alligator dragged him from his backyard into a nearby pond. The vet told us the gator just missed his jugular. Just missed it. And I got to tell you, it looks like his entire head had been in the gator's mouth.
Oh, that is so
scary.
I mean,
all stitches all up and down. It did not look good. The fact that he made it out alive is nothing short of a miracle, the family wrote in a GoFundMe post. Even the vet said, I don't know how he survived. Don't know. Zeus, by the way, is a German shepherd. And they heard a noise on the night of June 2nd, scooted through his doggy door. He did, out of his home in Wesley Chapel. To investigate. That's what dogs do. Especially good dogs, right? What's going on out there? Zeus, go get him. In an instant, an alligator came crashing through their backyard fence. Through the fence.
Wow.
Yeah. That makes you think, doesn't it? And dragged him to a pond. My dad came in frantic. I've never seen him like that. He's a tough guy. He said the alligator just took Zeus. Wow. The family watched in horror as Zeus struggled while the alligator thrashed with the German Shepherd's head in its mouth. Somehow, finally, Zeus managed to escape the beast, and the alligator swam off. The alligator just let go of Zeus. We started yelling at him, and he came toward us. When he got closer, looks like he got tired. So he kind of just went back into the pond. Yeah. Susan's mom waded into the pond and grabbed the battered pet because it was still in the alligator's mouth, at least initially. And they rushed him to a veterinarian hospital for emergency surgery. They now the people that live there, they're like, what do we do? I mean, we have a doggy door. Zeus will go in and out whenever it wants, which I think is very nice. We have it covered right now because of what happened. The family had taken a video of the culprit early in the day when the gator had been lurking along the banks of the pond. So they knew they had a gator nearby. I guess they never dreamed that it would bust through a fence. And Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission sent out trappers, but as of press time, the gator has avoided capture.
That's scary stuff.
Yep. Davis, Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Horse Center on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I have a alligator and a dog in my head. I'll never forget that gentleman with a cigar in his mouth dove in the pond or the lake, and his head went under the water with the cigar, and he grabbed his dog with the alligator still attached to the dog, but never turned loose of his cigar. Yeah. That is one of the best videos I've ever seen. It's amazing. It's embedded in my head. It was a beautiful thing, though. Thank you, guys.
That's like, you know, when the dad holding a beer and a baby and still somehow catches a fly ball.
Exactly. It's like, how'd that just happen?
Yeah.
But that is a great video. Like, and you're right. He held on to that stogie. It wasn't going anywhere.
But busting through a fence, a gator.
That's aggressive.
That is.
That's aggressive. He was going to get that dog.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Zeus is slowly but surely recovering. The family has purchased an AR with a noise suppressor. I'm just kidding. I did the... What would Greg do? What would Bob do?
Pretty much, yeah. You just named it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. I disavow any of the previous conversation completely,
nice
just
try.
In case.
Nice try.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
My buddy old Justin Case, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
It is 9:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. And we've got things that make you smile coming up in about 15 minutes. Start thinking of, you know, your blessings and share them with us. All right? That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's going to be another awesome day in paradise. But it's so humid, you might want to put your water wings on before you leave the house. Just saying.
Yeah.
Get those gills ready. Wow.
Well, I was just thinking, I've got yard work to do. I keep avoiding it. It's like it needs to be done, but it's like,
you know what?
Oh,
I got to tell you, you do all the yard work you want and all that, and then just jump in your pool. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have one of those, do you?
Wow.
That was mean, wasn't it? Wasn't that mean? When I feel like it's mean,
it must have been mean. Yeah. Because some people have not only a pool in their backyard, there's even a little lake out past the pool.
The only sensitivities that I have are like my own, like directed at me.
True.
I have zero sensitivities toward others. No empathy.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
But listen, I know how to heal a relationship, you know?
Really?
And as our latest edition of The Bold, The Beautiful, and As the Butter Churns.
Yes.
President Trump's relationship with Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk?
Yes.
It could be healing. There's a chance.
Really? So you're saying there's a chance?
Clearly, they both have listened to the Bob Rose Show. Elon didn't listen to it live. He got the podcast,
I'm
but
sure.
he still
yeah.
tuned in.
Yeah.
When I told him, it's important that these two men work together to help to save America.
Mm-hmm.
They may be rising to the occasion. Even with their large egos, I think they realize how important it is.
Wow.
It appears that this feud could be over. Yeah. Trump took a soft approach.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great relationship, and I wish him well, very well, actually. Trump said on a Monday in a clip that was posted by conservative influencer ALX. Musk responded that the post, he responded, you know what he's responding with?
What?
A heart emoji.
Oh, look at that.
The romance is back.
Yes.
The bromance is coming back even stronger.
Nice to see
the you. Next step,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
together, over the table,
yeah,
with a Bowie knife, they will cut each other's palms open,
yeah,
and they will become true blood brothers forever.
Mm.
Together forever, the bromance, it's back on.
I was hearing Rick Astley in my head.
Earlier in the day, Fox News Digital reported that the public spat between the two billionaires.
billionaires. They can call themselves what they want.
I guess if you are CEO for Disney, you'd be a billionaire. You'd have those billionaires on.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seemed to be not going well. Yeah.
Hmm.
Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Slimy Bass. Okay, I had the slime in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Should apologize to the people of L.A. for the absolutely horrible job they've done. And this now includes the ongoing L.A. riots, Trump said late Sunday in a post that Musk shared.
Oh.
He said these are not protesters. They are troublemakers and insurrectionists. All right. So I think the bromance could be coming back. It's not going to happen overnight. The heart has to heal. It was damaged. Trump, I think, was really hurt. He was really hurt. And Elon Musk, he's a sensitive man, too, behind it all. But I think they're going to work things out.
The world will be a better place. Yes.
For the good of America.
America.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Joe, you're on the air.
I think this deal with Elon and Trump, it has been planned from the get-go with the two of them. They're both, you know, Trump is the best entertainer out there. And if this feud with them actually benefits both of them, one, it can get Elon back to where, you know, he wants to be with his Tesla and rockets and kind of gives him an excuse to get away from the government, and gives Trump a out to say, hey, we need to change this big, beautiful bill, a few tweaks to make it more feasible for different factions.
Interesting.
And let's add to that.
Yeah.
Let's add to that. Who is the Secretary of Education? Do you know, Greg?
I absolutely do.
And is her name Linda McMahon?
As in
Vince?
Yes. Uh-huh.
McMahon?
Yep.
Do they even use a bell in wrestling?
They used to.
Okay.
Yeah, they still.
So, working for Trump is Linda McMahon.
Yes.
Ex-wife of Vince McMahon, mm-hmm. WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can bring a story to life, a totally fictional story to life.
Absolutely.
Like the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is plausible, and you'll believe it.
That's true.
You'll believe it.
Yeah.
So, could there be something in it? I say what we need to do is tap the phones.
Uh-huh.
Tap the phones and see if there was communication with some of the either former or WWE people that write the storylines.
Well, you could probably just ask Obama.
I don't get it.
He was good at tapping
Trump's
lines.
Or you could ask one of those quacks from this CIA like John Brennan or
mm-hmm.
James Clapper on, Clapper off.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know who's going to be the next candidate for president from the Democrat Party? You know how they're all skirmishing around?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, Kamala's, her approval points are like 0.15.
Ooh, wow.
I mean, less than a point.
Doing great.
Yeah, people are like, who?
Yeah.
Kamala. Kamala Harris. Don't you remember her?
Yeah, MVP, yeah.
I don't know. I have a mental block there with so much pain and stupidity.
So does she.
So, it's going to be. Are you ready?
Yeah. Is this Bob's official prediction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senator John Fetterman. Clearly, even the victim of a stroke still is by far the wisest member of the Democrat Party. And this is not a joke.
No,
not a joke, Joe.
We've been
say.
Blown away. Yeah. Not a joke. Not a joke. But we've been blown away by this guy.
What did Fetterman do recently? He said, the LA riots. It's wrong, it's anarchy, and it's chaos, and the people in charge need to do something about it, like California Governor Gavin Newsom, like L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. Yeah. So, who would Fetterman be going up against? The governor, Gavin?
Yes.
Maybe Karen Bass? Kamala Harris, I'm sure she's not ready to step aside yet.
Not at all, no.
What about Senator Cory Booker?
Oh,
he thinks he's all that.
He thinks he is.
I mean, if the, you know, he passes the ego requirement for sure and then some.
Well, he's an overachiever.
In that area only.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, who really, who could put up a fight? Because think about it. If they're all going to divide up the weirdo, lefty, radical portion of the Democrat Party, the true portion of that party probably only represents, let's say, 30 to 40%. Let's go high. Let's say 40%.
Okay.
But if you split that up, even a couple of times, Fetterman will get the vote of all the who's ever left in the Democrat Party who still has a modicum of logic, common sense, moderate, maybe even the crazy M word.
Yeah.
And he would be the choice if the DNC didn't do a bunch of opposition research, didn't roll the bus over him. But if the people are just allowed in the primary to pick who they want to represent the Democrat Party, I have no doubt in my mind that Fetterman actually would win. Because remember how Biden won. He was the most normal. He was the closest to normal on stage.
Right.
They were all more radical than him. So he won by being the least of all evils. Fetterman would represent whatever is left of any semblance of normality in the Democrat Party. That's what he would represent. I still think that that would be a plurality. I still believe there are more normal than not normal. Now, I could be wrong.
Right.
When I see some of the stuff in Facebook, every day, you know, my thought in that the percentages start to go lower and lower on the ones that still can think straight.
Yeah.
I mean, they really think like, oh, yeah, if, you know, the National Guard hadn't shown up, there wouldn't be any riot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, of course, they could never admit that it was their president that opened the border wide open and invited exactly the kind of chaos we're seeing. And still not enough mention of the hundreds of thousands of Americans between 18 and 45 that died from fentanyl. That's still, you think about how many people died. Talk about a crisis. That would have been on the front page of every newspaper if a Republican was president while that fentanyl was killing all those people, I have no doubt.
Yep.
All right, now we're going to turn things into a more positive, upbeat thing. It's a thing we call things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with your Count Your Blessings upbeat thought, non-political. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. I feel bad. So many people don't have anything to be thankful for in their lives.
Well, that is sad, Bob.
That is. I find it hard to believe because yes. I think our listeners are probably amongst the most blessed.
Actually, I think you're right.
877-975-9825. Call in now, please, for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. We need your positive, upbeat thoughts. Greg, you're on the spot.
Okay, I'm actually kind of thrilled because I'm doing something I don't do very often.
Cuss.
No, that would not make anybody smile. I'm taking a vacation. Yes.
Thanks for letting me know.
Well, you know, I was going to send you an email, but you'd have to actually read it. going to take the hot wife, and we're going to North Carolina in days to come and hang out with a lot of her family up in the hills outside Asheville.
Hippies.
There's a lot of them out there.
Patchouli.
Yeah.
Patchouli oil.
There's a lot of them up there, too.
Yeah. No, it's still a beautiful area, but yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the nutbags have sort of taken over up there, and it's gotten like kind of dirty, scrungy. But you're only a few minutes from out in the countryside. It was absolutely gorgeous, so I know you'll have a great time.
Country.
Plus, you're going to be with some family and
yes.
stuff like that. It's always nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Roy. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Top of the morning to you guys. Well, listening to y'all in the morning definitely makes me laugh and smile a lot. But the other thing, too, is that I'm going to go out and visit my father for Father's Day this weekend up in Toccoa, Georgia. And while we're there, we'll probably go and visit where the original paratroopers for D-Day were.
Wow.
Where they were trained.
Oh, where they trained, yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. I heard, if it's what I'm thinking of, that's like a crazy climb type thing.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see what Mark's up to. Mark, what's making you smile?
Good morning, gentlemen. That gentleman before me kind of took my line. You guys make me smile when I get my truck to go to work every day to hear all the things that are going on in the world. But finally broke down, spent about $500 on plants and flowers for my wife. And just to see the smile on her face puts a smile on my face. You guys have a great day.
Nice.
Hey, you do the same.
That's,
I like that.
That's very smart.
And our regular Mark, what's making you smile?
Yeah, hello, Bob and Greg. Yeah, I'm glad Greg's going to take a vacation, go out for a while. But
yeah, it'll be a vacation for me, too.
Your Walt Disney coverage. You did your extensive Walt Disney coverage. I've been going there since 1972, and the thing that makes me smile is he got the project done and like in the 5 years before it opened in 1971. Even though he wasn't alive. So.
Yeah, no, he was a visionary for sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney, but his granddaughter doesn't want him to be part of animatronics. That's right. She doesn't want that. She says he wouldn't want that. We'll see. The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Grammy-winning pop star Miley Cyrus says, a month is too short for Pride Month, suggesting that LGBTQIA2S+ community should be shoveling their propaganda in the faces of all Americans all year long, adding, look, it's a lifetime. It's a lifestyle. Well, it takes about a month just to say all the letters, you know? That's more than a mouthful. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.